Perek Mem, Pasuk Mem Beis. We read the 42 Pesukim. Not bad. 42 Pesukim in the Sugya of the Bayi Shlishi. You should have two handouts. Now the first handout...
Only one is a new one, right?
Yeah, one is a new one.
Can you give me one of them? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay, so up to Pasuk Mem Beis. Okay, so in writing yesterday we learned about the Lishkas Hamaditim. We only learned yesterday about one of these two chambers. Mm-hmm. We look at the big picture, the big picture, mm-hmm. The one that has the bird's eye view of the entire Beis HaMikdash. So we're focusing on the northern side of the Chatzer HaPenimis. Chatzer HaPenimis is a big box in the center. Can't miss it, right? Smack in the center. And you see in the center is the Mizbeach. Ois Mem Beis is the Mizbeach. You see the ramp, the Gimel. And yesterday we focused on where it says Ois Yud Gimel. Ois Yud Gimel, Ois Yud Dal, Ois Yud Beis. We discussed that yesterday. We learned the staircase leading into the Azara HaPenimis. The staircase can be seen by the letter, right by the letter Yudalit. There are 8 steps going up. And that's we learned in very, very detail. That is where the Shechita of all the Korbanos was performed. And you see here in Yudalit and Yudbeis, in that section of Yudalit and Yudbeis, on this piece of paper, you see 8 little dots, 8 little teeny squares. Depending on which copy you have, one is better than the other. It's hard to see on this other one. It's not so clear, but there are 8 little dots in that area, and those are 8 tables. 8 tables used for shechita. So that was a picture from yesterday. We did that. We're done with that. We're not going back there. And if you look at the new handout that I gave you today, picture on this page, where it says the top 379 on this page. So you see that shechar sofon. It says on the wall sofon. And you see that you can also see there the 8 steps. You look very, very carefully in that gate. The wall is 50 amos tall. And if you look there, you can see there are steps. If you can count the steps, there would be 8 steps. And if you look very, very carefully, you'll notice right after the steps along the end of the walls, you can see these teeny little things called tables. And if you go down the staircase and go further down, you see another table there in the very, very corner. It's also one of 4 tables. And so the picture we had yesterday was much clearer because it was given from a different perspective. It was given from the perspective of looking in, standing outside in the Azara HaKitzayna, looking inward, where you can see the 8 tables, you can see the place of Shechita. And this was all we learned yesterday. And we also learned yesterday there's this chamber called the Lishkas HaMadichim. Today we're going to learn about 2 more chambers. Called the Lishkas Leviim. And there are going to be 2 more chambers. There are going to be another 3 more chambers we're going to learn about today. If you look in this page, you can see the Lishkas Kaihanim. And the 2 chambers called the Lishkas Leviim. And here we have the chamber called the Lishkas HaMadichim. Okay, the Lishkas HaMadichim. The Lishkas HaMadichim is what we learned yesterday. What happened in this room? This is where they cleaned the korbanos. They cut open the korbanos, the animals, and they washed the kerev, the hakirayim. They washed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How high are these?
Are the walls?
Like the walls 50 of the rooms.
Are the rooms, yeah. Of the Lishkas HaMadichim? It doesn't say anywhere. Not that I know of. So they're showing you through here, very,
they're
very low.
Smaller, yeah.
Very small. They're 2 little chambers. The wall of the Chatzar HaPenimis, where it says Safan and Mizrach, was 50 amos tall. In modern measurements, that's between 75 feet to 100 feet. That's about 7 to 10 stories tall. Okay, 7 to 10 stories tall. That's how high that wall went. Now, how high was the height of the Lishkas HaMadichim, the Lishkas Leviim, the Lishkas Kohanim? I don't know, 10 feet? I mean, in the scale of this image, he's making it look like something like 10 feet. Like a regular room, like this room, one-story room. What happened in the Lishkas HaMadichim? So we learned yesterday, that's where they cleaned the animals. We call it the Tahara. I mentioned yesterday is that when the person, Chamei Veshem, before the Chever Kaddish, before he's buried, they do a Tahara. What is the main function of the Tahara? People make a mistake and they think the main function of the Tahara is to put the person in the mikvah. The truth is that's the most least important thing to do. Because the mikvah, the person is the Avi Avos HaTumah. What are you accomplishing by putting a person in the mikvah? Okay, so you put the person in the mikvah to be in the time from Tumas Keri. From Keri. As I'll say, when a person dies, when he sees the Malach HaMavis, the pachad of seeing the Malach HaMavis can cause an involuntary release of Shechva Zera. Even a person who's 120 years old, there's such a thing that there can be an involuntary release of Shechva Zera to the pachad of Nisa. So the reason why your body is put in the mikvah is to retire from that tumah, which is nothing to do with tumah snakes. It's a tumah of Keri. But that's really insignificant.
What about a woman?
Yeah. A woman, they also do it. I don't even know. Baruch Hashem.
It's unbelievable. Like, there's a relationship. Like, he just passed away. Helen Miller is her name.
Yeah.
67. She woke up. Did not wake up in the morning, but on Sunday. The clever Kaddisha lady told a niece who was saying to Helen outside at the Tahara, she asked, who is this person to you? An aunt. She's a holy woman. She died with the Shika. She had no fluid.
No fluid in the body.
No, clean. Nothing came out.
Clean, right.
Clean.
So going into mikvah, putting a mikvah, in fact, until recent times, they were not makir on this. They would pour tisha kavin.
They would just pour. It's the same thing, right?
Not the same thing. It's not the same. Going into mikvah is mikvah. Tisha kavin is a bidyevet. But they would not makbid on this. They would just pour on the body tisha kavin, a certain amount of water. Today, we live in a very religious world. Whatever that means.
No, why are you doing that? The Tanon, no one went into they didn't do the Tahara with mikvah.
Not so sure.
They did Tisha Kabin.
Did they even do Tisha Kabin?
They did Tisha Kabin.
Did they?
Tisha Kabin.
When did Tisha Kabin start? How many years ago? I don't know. Listen, I really don't know.
But the reason they switched to mikvah is because it's easier.
Easy, right.
You can take one or two people, do the whole Tahara.
Baruch Hashem, we live in a society where everything is available. So why not?
And they charge you for it.
They charge you for it. That's right. Yeah, they certainly do. They certainly do. Sometimes the Tahara can cost more than what the chapel charges.
No, the Tahara doesn't cost you because they don't force you to pay. But the chapel charges for using the mikvah.
I don't know. It all depends where, what. Everything is different. I know a certain chapel. Hartman. They move. I don't know where they moved to. Midwood Chapel. Midwood Chapel.
Midwood moved to Bensonhurst, but still will they reach.
Bensonhurst, okay.
Yeah,
so
but Rabbi Hoffman is now affiliated with Sherman. He may do more than
one. Oh, Chapel. He went to Sherman? He's no longer affiliated with them anymore?
I'm not sure. He's independent. I was told he's really independent. He just.
He used to run Midwood. He ran the whole Midwood. Right. He ran the whole thing there and basically told me every single person gets a Tahara, no matter what. He makes sure of it.
What do you mean?
It's not a Jewish. It was not a Jewish chapel.
Oh, Midwood is not chapel.
What?
It wasn't necessarily.
It was. I'm not even sure the owners were Jewish. Were they Jewish? I don't know.
Maybe. But I think most funeral directors were not Jewish.
Because I mean, I grew up next. I grew up in Chaim Berlin, and Midwood Chapel is literally next door to Chaim Berlin.
They say that Jacobson is the only from. What? They say that Jacobson in Brighton.
Yeah.
Is the only from funeral, what do they call them? Chapel, a funeral
director.
Funeral director.
Uh-huh. So all the years I grew up there, no one ever made a funeral there until recently. No one ever, never had a funeral there. And every single day, mamish, B'lei Yotzei Min HaKlal, there were deliveries. I used to watch deliveries, they would deliver caskets.
Does that building have more of a tumah than another building?
Well, when the mace is inside, there is a minig, you know, they have a very large onyx. So kohanim do not of shalom lechem. Welcome back.
What I was wondering about is how they can sell lulavim and esrogim.
Yeah, it bothers me very much. Right now,
so
it's,
my question in my
no, 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 it's over. Once they sell it, there's no status. It's gone. It's disturbing that you know you have in your mind an image. You went to so many funerals there. Just a disturbing thing to go in there to go buy a love and a surrogate.
All these selling is right.
Yeah.
That is right.
It's very. It just goes to show that in this generation, even to have a having to do something like that. Not respect. Not respect. Listen, there's no kedusha. There's no halakh issue.
It didn't sit well.
You're not going to find one place in the world that's going to tell you, according to halakha, that there's a problem. Halakha. There's no issue whatsoever.
No halakha.
But it's a certain sensitivity. People had a lot of pain going to that mokai. So now they're going to go in there to buy a little nesher. You know, it's not. It used to be, someone once told me, it used to be that the old time Rosh Shivas, they're makbid not to let the see their talmidim see them without a kapata. You come to their home to visit them, they first put on their kapata, because the image that the Talmud has for the Rebbe should be an image of respect. You don't see a Rebbe in a state of undress. That's like, there were many Talmidei Chachamim when they got sick before they died at the Kufa, when they were very, very ill, they did not allow the Talmidim to come to the hospital to come to visit them, because they did not want the Talmidim to remember them in that state. I want you to remember me when I was young and healthy and vibrant. You come to the hospital, I'm there, I look like a skeleton. I look around like, this is not what life is. In life, there's something to, there's a time to go to see, there's a time not to see. So I personally, listen, people think I'm crazy. I think it's just disgusting to go.
I agree.
Right. What are you doing? And how come there's no uproar? How come there's no, I don't know. We live in a different world today. People have a whole different attitude. I don't know.
Listen, I have objection to what you just said.
Yeah.
Grown people say that it's not good for an old person who, let's say, gets Alzheimer's, whatever, to keep him in a nursing home, because the grandchildren get to see the old person that you're seeing.
Family is different. No.
Right. And then other people say, I wish the person would have be gone, so I wouldn't have to bring my kids to see him, or I wouldn't have to go to visit because he doesn't see me.
You told me in very general terms, which you can't generalize.
I'm not general.
Every situation is different. Every situation, there's something called Chaye Shah. We have a Masoret.
Absolutely.
Even though we have absolutely no understanding what that's about. Chaye Shah, I mean, the Umos HaOlam, they're into euthanasia, okay, illegal suicide. Listen, it makes a lot of sense. Can't say it doesn't, right? But Chazal says, Kneged kol ha-Torah kula. Why? Because of the principle called Chaye Shah. Chaye Shah. Okay, so this is halacha, this is a Messiah. It's something which is hard to understand. Rahman is going to his nursing home to see what's going on over there. You go to the hospital, just got your mind, this is what goes on. But yeah, and they go and you fight, and this is the big thing. In the hall, I know my parents were sick. You go, you mamish have to fight tooth and nail with the doctors and the nurses. Not they today. That is what they do. They accelerate death. There is no doubt about it. I saw my own eyes over and over. They do things to accelerate death ASAP in order to save money or just to get this thing over with. There's no hope. Just the mamish in the best hospitals, you find
it. Is there a mitzvah to prolong life?
What?
If the person is suffering in a terminal, is there a mitzvah to prolong life?
The question is extremely complicated. There's no answer. You're not mechuyif to suffer. The shev al tase you can do. Shev al tase means just don't do anything. In the middle, the person will die. But you go and give medicines. What they do today is, and the person is not, and the person is not conscious. They demolish, give medicines, they overdo the pain medications, they overdo it on purpose in order to cause the heart to stop.
It reduces the
It's a fact. It's a fact. They do it deliberately, and they'll go out of their way to do it, and if you question them, you're going to
There's a woman here who
a found, war zone.
There's a woman who founded one of the biggest chayla. It was in every hospital, and she was on her way out. They tried to speed it up a little bit, and the kids had to actually threaten. The kids were lawyers, had to threaten the hospital.
There's one thing called the DNR. DNR is mutu halam 100%. Shed out toxic, gazundahe, people, there's no hope. So why are you torturing a person? Absolutely. Mutu, to do a DNR. But to go and to give medicines to cause the person that is now going to die, let's say a week faster than he would have died naturally, or even a month earlier, is ritzicha, according to halacha. The Umos HaOlam, they would say this is an act of chesed.
There was a surgeon, William Nolan, wrote a book called The Making of a Surgeon.
Yeah.
And he said that very often when a son was terminally ill in pain, they would call it snowing out. They would get like an opium, like heroin, and they would purposely give him so the person would not gain consciousness, because then when you gain consciousness, they would be in pain.
Right.
And they kept them doing something.
Okay, that's pain. Pain is different. That's different.
Yeah, but
that's pain.
When they give them, actually is speeding up the death when they're doing this.
They're doing a mice at the speed of the death?
No, they're doing it. keep the person from becoming conscious.
Okay.
If he had a pain.
If you
but
do
the result no, is
he dies earlier.
Dies earlier.
If you do nothing, and the person and that will cause the person to die early, that's mutar. That's a given. But to do something to accelerate the death, that's ritzicha. For us, it's ritzicha.
I'm just saying it was a borderline, he would say. It's like borderline, you know. You see the person suffering, and they may give an overdose on purpose because there's no point in extending this person's life if it's in pain.
There's an unspoken rule among first responders when they come to very, very horrific car accidents. And the people who have a lot of experience, they know that if they respond too quickly, then the person will be emergency medicine today is so advanced where you can take a person that's on the verge of death, and they can
stabilize them,
and they'll be in a coma, hooked up to a million machines for the next year until they'll die, or they can just wait 5 minutes and do nothing, and he'll die right then and there.
My aunt was sick when she was near death. They said not to take her to the hospital because the hospital will keep her alive. Hatzalah would come and notice the aunt in bed.
Right, just didn't let them do nothing. In a chrami, so that's mutter. All the person can say that unless the person wants. Okay? The person gives Allah, he's from these mystics that know what's going on. They want to stay alive forever in a state of pain. That's not. I'm just trying to point out over here is this, as we saw yesterday, Lishon Samadich in my eyes is the chapel. This is the chapel inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the chapel? So we're going on a long tangent over here is because what are you doing with Lishkas HaMadichin? You clean the animal. What do you clean the animal? You're basically giving the animal a tahara. Like I told you today, people think that tahara means you put the body in the mikvah. You do it also. But the main thing with a tahara is to clean the body from its waste before the body is put in the karka.
And the animal's put into it?
The animal, no, the animal's not. The animal's cleansed. That's what I'm saying. Is the main purpose. The main purpose of the tahara is to clean the body from waste. Today, the average person doesn't want to hear that. So they tell, what's a tahara? They put the body in the mikvah. That's not what a tahara is. Or they dress the body in a tachrichin. That's not really what the tahara is. Tachrichin is a minhag. It's a minhag, the mikvah, or the mikvah, but the ikar din is the body should be clean from waste. And like you said, as a person that has no waste in their body when they die, that's a remarkable thing. I heard that also. Someone said it's like, Baruch Hashem, I've never done this, never seen this, I don't want to offer this, but people who are involved in this, they make these comments that a person who's clean, when they die, there's no waste. The people who are sensitive to these things, they're very overwhelmed. Like this is a holy person. If Hashgacha Prat is brought about, the person died in a state of cleanliness. That is Hashem gave the tahara. You don't need us to give the tahara. We just to put the clothing on. The Shemayin of Agadim and the mikvah. This is not meaning. Okay, and therefore you have the. Where does the tahara come from? So where does the tahara by a human come from? It comes from a karban. The makar for a tahara by a human being comes from a karban. A karban is offered on the mizbeach. And what do you do before you put the animal dies? Okay, so that's misa. The animal is in exchange for a person. When you bring a karban, the karban represents it's my replacement. Really, I should be the one that goes that should give up my life. But Hashem does not want human sacrifice, so we're going to have a replacement. There's going to be a representative, this animal. The animal's life is taken away. What do you then do to the animal before you put the animal in the mizbeach and you burn the animal in the mizbeach and isha l'Hashem? You do a tahara. You do a tahara. What's the title pasuk in the Torah? V'akere v'hakirayim yirchatz b'moyim. You shall wash the stomach and the legs in water. Then, when it's clean, then you can proceed, and it will be an isha l'Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem. That's the makar why by a human being we do the same thing. A human being is also the ishei Yisrael usfilasam be'ahava sekabel beratzon. We say every single day in Shemon Esrei 3 times a day in Ritzei that Hashem should accept the ishei Yisrael. What does that mean? Hashem should accept the Ishin. It's the last daf in Masechta Menachos. It's the last Tosfos in Masechta Menachos. The Ishei Yisrael, it refers to the Neshamos of the Tzadikim. That every day in the Shemayim, the Malach, there's a Mizbeach. We don't have no idea what this means. I'm just saying words. But there's a Mizbeach in heaven. And upon the Mizbeach, the Malach offers to Hashem the Neshamos of Klal Yisrael. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that they consume, they disappear. Can't possibly be that. Okay, Neshama, Nitzchias, there's Gan Eden, and we don't know what this means, but it means as a Nachas, Shuach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that these Neshamos are presented upon the Mizbeach in Shemayim. Before you put an animal on the Mizbeach in this world, you have to clean the animal. Before the person's neshama goes to Shemayim, the guf goes to Shemayim, he also has to be cleaned in this world. So the makar for a tahara is the pasuk of the akerev, the hakirayim, yirchatz bamayim. And here in the bayis shlishi, it was done inside this chamber. So if it's up to me, I would write on the chamber chapel. This is the chapel inside of the base hamidish of the animals. That's what was done inside the base hamidish. And as we mentioned yesterday, what is very
the kohanim did it.
Obviously the animals. There's no tumah. There's no tumah over here. There's shchita. So danvela. And as we mentioned yesterday, is that what is unique about the bayis shlishi relative to the bayis rishon bayis sheni is the chapel was closed. It was in the walls and it was a ceiling. It was concealed. It was done with sinna. Unlike the bayis rishon and the bayis sheni, it was done out in the open. It was just one big open azara. There were no chambers. Lishkas halavim, lishkas kohanim, lishkas madichim. There was nothing. It was out in the open. They took the animal. They cut it open. They cleaned it out. They hosed it down. Whatever they did, out in the open. Here we have a certain degree of tznius in the bayis sheni, in the bayis shlishi. We have an in of tznius that this darga, this event was done.
Will be done.
Will be done. I keep saying in the past tense. Yeah. Okay. Will be done. Who told me that yesterday? Someone here told me, complained that I said the bayis shlishi about 1,000 times yesterday in the past tense. Okay. It will be done. Bitsina. We mentioned before there's a difference between the number of wings in the time by the vision of Yeshaya versus the vision of Yechezkel. In Yechezkel, the Malach only had 4 wings. In the vision of Yeshaya, there was 6 wings. Why? Because Yeshaya was a Beis Hamikdash. And what's the 6 words? Baruch, Shein, Kivoid, Malchuso, Li'olam, Vo'ed. Those are the 6 key words, the 6 words which follow the Shema. 6 words. Those 6 words correspond to the 6 wings of the angels. What are we missing? Bizman Hazed, there are 2 words missing. Kivod Malchuso. Baruch Shem Li'olam Vo'ed. That's all we have today. That the Malachim don't have, those 2 wings are missing. The Kivod Malchuso is lacking. What is Kivod Malchuso? What are those two? What does that mean? The list of Kivod, the honor of his Malchus. What does that mean exactly? So there are many, many approaches, but one of the things which like resonates with me is called Kivuda Bas Melech Pinima. With regard to a Jewish woman, the highest compliment, the greatest compliment you can give a woman is she is a Tzonua. A Tzonua. She's modest. And how do Chazal define Tzinius with regard to women? Called Kivuda, the honor, the kavod, Bas Melech, of a princess, a Bas Melech, Pinima, is that she is Tzonua, that she is concealed. So isn't it interesting that the way Chazal described Tzinius is with those 2 words, Kivuda, Bas Melech, Kivoid, Malchuso. Kivoid, Malchuso, the 2 words which are missing in the Malach, in the Malach's wings, and those exact 2 words are the words which highlight the attribute of Tzinius. So what do you learn from this? You learn from this is that what's lacking in our, what's lacking in Golos, that we had in the time of the when there was a Beis Hamikdash, is this theme called Tzinius. Haster Davar, the honor of something is for it to be concealed. Look, we live in a world today, a narcissistic society. Everything is about social. What is social media all about? Social media is all about me, myself, and I. Instagram, all about, take a picture, let me show the whole world a picture. Facebook, how many fans do you have? Twitter, let me tell you what I have to say. Let me tell you my day, my shita. The world today, like never ever before, technology has allowed man to exploit his need for the complete opposite of kivoid malchusai. Okay, we're living in times of chutzpah yaskei, which means, chutzpah yaskei just means that the person's need for his self-glorification has completely broken forth to a degree that's beyond control. And that is the complete opposite of what Hashem wants. The kivoid malchuso is an inyan of, not everything has to be public. You know, keep some privacy. There's an inyan of, and Hashem as well. The kivoid malchuso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is resting in a private, secure place. And you see that degree, that sensitivity here, I believe it's a very important thing, that sensitivity here with regard to the shechita and with regard to the tahara. The shechita we spent yesterday so much time describing, the most bizarre thing possible, where the shechita is done on the staircase. Like I told you yesterday, you build a Freedom Tower. Okay, how much did the Freedom Tower cost? I don't know. How many millions of dollars? $3 billion? $3 billion, Shtel Sukhvar, $3 billion to build the Freedom Tower. And make believe, you know, the architects, they just forgot one thing. This is an oversight. They forgot to add the elevators. They forgot to make a shaft to get all the way up to the top. What are you, crazy? Building a skyscraper? How are you going to get there? You're going to walk up the steps? What are you, out of your mind? Oh, you know, there's an oversight. You know, when we were sitting around, we know we're building, you know, designing nice windows, and design, and all the restaurants. It was an oversight. We just forgot it. That's really what's happening in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring korbanos. That's what you bring korbanos. So you would expect you would have a nice, big chamber. You ever go to Empire in Pennsylvania? I went there. What? Took four hours to get there. 4 hours to get there. More than 4 hours to get there. The place, that factory where they do shechita is the size of the whole Flatbush. it is so big. You can't be massive how big that factory is. It's unbelievable. Like the size of 3 football fields. From end to end. It's just unreal what's going on in there. And what are they doing there? Shechita. They're doing shechita. So they're slaughtering, there's an assembly line, they're bringing the birds in, the shechita, and the machines are cutting it up, and they're preparing the meat. That's all they're doing. So what are you doing in the Beis HaMikdash the whole day? You bring korbanos. So don't you think there should be a nice place to do the shechita sakorbanos? Oh, we forgot. We forgot about that. We forgot the elevator in the Freedom Tower. We forgot about it. So what do you do the shechita? On the staircase. Mamash on the staircase. Those 8 tables on the staircase. When you come in there on the staircase, the Bayis Sheni, they did the Shechita in, they were 24 rings right smack in the middle of the Azara to Shechita. And here you do the Shechita on the staircase. It's like, yeah, the show over here on the staircase. What's going on over here? And then next difference is, when you do the Tahara, the chapel, after you do the Shechita for the animals, you clean out all the schmutz. So the Bayis Rishon, it was done out in the open. Here it's done in privacy, in the Lishkas Hamadichin, completely sheltered in a room with 4 walls and a ceiling, and even the entranceway. If you look at this picture very carefully, it's a very important point. Where is the entranceway? The entranceway is facing the staircase. The entranceway is not facing the Mizbeach, it's not facing the sides, it's facing backwards. Why? Obviously there's an inyan here of tznius. There is an inyan of tznius, of modesty. You don't, when it comes to shechita is the loss of life. It's a very traumatic experience. You don't have to do it out in the open. It's a private matter. You do it on the side. You do it in the staircase. Don't make it the ikar. When it comes to cleaning the waste inside the animal, waste is not represents a chesaron. It represents failure. A person has waste. A waste represents the loss of potential. Person should have been able to take all of those, ideally, in the time of the Midbar, of the Mon, when you ate the Lechem and Hashemayim, there was no waste. When you eat food that comes from this earth, unfortunately, human beings, there is a byproduct, there is waste. It's not a Mila, it represents the failure of a human being.
The waste in Kostuma?
What? No, there is no tumah. But there is, the waste has no, there's no tumah whatsoever when it comes to waste. Waste is not a kabbal tumah. Waste is nothing.
Nevertheless, the shechita was welcome suffering, just like in the...
Of course, and we said, we discussed that yesterday. It's suffering. The chiddush is, that the staircase is still called suffering. The thickness, the entranceway has the status of suffering. That's a chiddush.
When they made the taharas, the animals, they cut it up also into the
pieces. Pieces, yeah.
But they had salted, no?
Yes, they salted on the Mizbeach. They salted it not here. The salting was done when it was lying on the rim of the Mizbeach. They took the animal, and they put it on the rim of the Mizbeach. They salted it on the rim of the Mizbeach, not in this chamber. So the point I want to make over here is that you see over here, the Bayis Shlishi, there is a new degree of modesty that did not appear in the time of the Bayis Shlishi, Bayis Sheni. The Shechita was done, the Mokoyim Tsunua, the cleansing of the animal was done by Mokoyim Tsunua, because he now holding at a point in time of Kivoid Malchusa. The Kvoid Malchusa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which represents modesty, discreetness, extends, is contagious to every element in the Bria. Okay, every element in the Bria, there's a din of Kvoid Malchusa. I read very recently, it's very interesting, this is very, sorry, I grew up, I talk about myself, all my gaiva. But I remember when I grew up, we used to go, get up early, not early, whatever, and we'd go to the bus to go to MTJ, in the Lower East Side, whenever the bus came, 8:30, so until 8:30, we'd watch television. And what would we watch? Fred Flintstone, about the Flintstones. The Flintstones. I remember we'd sit there on the floor and get the carpool full of crumbs, and I always watch the Flintstones. I have these memories, and until finally it was like, whatever. Every time we had to go, we had to run down. Mo would grab us and take us down to the bus to go to yeshiva. So I just read recently, who was the first time on television where they showed you an image of a man and a woman sleeping in a bed next to each other? The very, very first, today, I can tell you, the world is mamish, gone down the tubes. When was the first, on twin beds, fine, even twin beds. Twin beds. So this is mamish, the greatest breach of tznius. This is the ultimate. What would Chazal say about this? That you can this kaman not. I can't imagine. Baruch Hashem, I don't watch television too much anymore. But kemat, I can't imagine there's even one television show in the world that's available that doesn't show the image, the ultimate breach in tznius. What kind of business to go have an image of what, a person in their bedroom? I mean, crazy. Even fully dressed, twin beds.
You don't even go into a person's bedroom. That's
yeah, right. No, there are children. There used to be a minute that a child does not go into his parents' bedroom. Okay, even going to mikvah. You know, a child is not allowed to go to mikvah with his father. It is usher. Don't go near. Even with a sibling, it's not this simple. You don't go to the mikvah with your parents, with a child. Separate. Fred and Wilma Flintstone. They were the first, that was the first time. Yeah, Fred and Wilma, his wife. The Revitson.
Good thing it wasn't Barney.
What?
Good thing it wasn't Barney.
Barney came along recently.
At that time.
So isn't that amazing? Isn't that? I was like, wow. Isn't that amazing? The cartoon came way before anything else, and that was the first time. So even for children, that's very shocking. For children, cartoons was the first time on public television. It was such a breach. A breach in tznius. Hatznei leches in Eloikecha. Hatznei leches by shlishi. We see the restoration of kivoid malchusa. Kivoid malchusa is called kivuda bas melech pnima, and that relates in many different areas. That relates in midos. Relates in what's going to be a good Facebook. I don't know. It's not a good stock. Don't have stock in Facebook because it can't be. It can't be when Shiach comes, Facebook is going to be the way we have it today. It can't be, there's going to be, the whole mahus of Facebook is narcissism. It's me, it's all about me. That's not tznius, that's kineged kol
ha'tarah kula. Do they go on and take selfies when they're doing it?
Selfies. Right. Selfies. What's the most popular expression in Eretz Yisrael? What's the most popular? I read this recently. Efshar selfie? Can I take with you a selfie? Whenever there's a politician, they come up with a politician. Efshar selfie? I can take together with you a selfie. So what's that all about? So this is something which we see the restoration coming in.
There's no logistics about how they move the carbon around.
Right, it doesn't. Right, that we don't have.
A lot of physical. How to have some kind of mechanism. Either,
you're right. I don't know. Maybe with their carts, where they're.
A conveyor belt
or hooks or some type of a mechanized system. I don't know. It doesn't say. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? How will technology change the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash?
What if there's a power failure?
Yeah. So how do they even see? Where was the light?
Basically, there can't be power.
Okay, let's read this pasuk. Now, pasuk Mendez. With that long, winding introduction, we're up to pasuk Mendez. Pasuk Mendez is discussing the Lishkas HaMadich. Now, there was actually a picture, but I didn't photocopy it for you. We don't need a picture for this. We're now looking inside. You don't see what was present inside the Lishkas HaMadich in this chamber. Right opposite the northern entranceway where they cleanse the animal. What was in there? What did it look like? So we don't really know, but it tells there were four tables. And these tables were of the dimensions, the Arba'a Shulchanois, there were four tables, La'ayla. Now La'ayla means for the carbon oil, lav for the carbon oil, l'chor means for all, means carbonus which were brought up on the Mizbeach. Avnei Gozis, the material used to make these tables was stone, cut stone. Oirech ama achas, the length was ama achas v'chetzi. The roichav ama achas v'chetzi. The width was 1.5. The goiva, the height was ama echos. Aleihem upon them, aleihem. Ama achas aleihem. Ama achas aleihem. Upon them is what? What is it? We'll read in the first one moment. Vayanichu upon them, I guess you go further. Vayanichu es hakelim upon these tables. Vayanichu, that you have to read the pasuk a little more liberal. You would put the utensils, asher yishchatu es hoila bam, which you would slaughter the carbon oila bam through these utensils. Vehazavach and other types of sacrifices. So inside of this room, there are four tables made from stone. Those are the tables. You don't see them in this picture. Those tables that you see in the picture are the tables for shechita. Oh, well, so we have all the other
pieces.
Which page?
The main picture.
Okay, what do we got? The Lishkas Hamadich. Oh, okay, I see. Okay. Very good. On the bottom, there's an inset on this page. Okay, on this page, on the bottom left corner, they're showing you a blow up of your gimel. Okay, of your gimel, they're showing you both of your gimel, they're showing you the Lishkas Hamadich, and they're showing you the four tables. And by the way, the way they have the four tables here is not the way they have the four tables there in the other Sefer. Other Sefer, they have it different. They have it
square.
It's hard for you to see. They just have all four tables all around. All right, it's not really important.
The workbenches.
An island. Like modern kitchens, you have to have an island. The modern kitchens, you haven't heard of these things before. So different styles of how you have your tables, four tables. And what's the big deal? I mean, why is it telling us this? It was made from the dimensions. What is this? This is the Aron HaKodesh. Aron HaKodesh, it was 2.5 amos and 1.5 amos and the height 1.5 amos. The table where you went and you did a tahara is so important. Isn't it strange? I mean, why is the pasuk? There are so many other details that are so critical to the Beis Hamikdash, the Bayis Shlishi, that are totally not mentioned. And this, the pasuk goes out of it, goes way out. You have over here the tahara for the carbon was done in private in a chamber, and not only that, the tables were special tables made from special stone. Avnei Gozis, you know, the Avnei Gozis was the Lichkas HaGozis. That's a term we use for the Talmidei Chachamim. The purpose of this world, tell me this, the Sanhedrin, the 71 members of the Sanhedrin, they sat in the Lishkas HaGozis. Here we're using the same terminology to talk about the table where you clean the schmutz. Something doesn't make sense. Something is very, you know, the questions here are much greater than the answers. That's why the Bayis Shlishi is so mysterious. We have this chamber, we have four tables, we have the dimensions, 1.5 by 1.5, 1 amma tall, and there are four of them, how they're configured. I don't have an answer for you. I just want to make this observation that there's something over here very, very strange going on here with regard to the Lishka Samadichim.
And the one Amatol is not particularly convenient. To
well, it's
on.
Too low. It's too low. Because it's only one Amatol is the most 2 feet. So 2 feet or eight or
even less,
it's not that's not what you
but
would
if you're
expect.
Working on an animal, the animal's gonna be
so maybe, I don't know, maybe. The Aron was an Amma, it was taller, the Aron was an Amma and a half, was nine, it was an Amma and a half.
Yeah, but there you did two work
right.
on it.
And that was, also that was very low.
Right.
That was also, okay, I don't know the answer. Okay, let's see the Mefarsh, let's see these Mefarshim inside, starting with passing Membeis. Membeis and the Mitsudos, David, Lo Oila, Lehoniach Alehem, Besar. By the way, the tables for the Shechita, there's no mention of the dimensions. The eight tables that we learned about yesterday in the staircase, there were eight tables, four before the staircase, four after the staircase. It doesn't tell us their dimensions. It just says there are eight tables. Two tables here, two tables here, four on this side, four on that side. It doesn't say anything. Only inside the Lishkas Samadichim.
It doesn't say what they're made of either.
Right, on the tables on the side, it doesn't say what they're made of. But these tables...
They have marbles so that they should keep...
Keep it cold, right? So that's a simple reason. The Lishka, the Gazi, that stone is ideal for meat, for raw meat. It doesn't cause it to rot. That today we would say stainless steel, right? That's what we want to use today. Did they have stainless steel? They didn't have stainless steel. They did?
No.
No, they didn't.
Well,
So when did stainless steel come? They didn't have steel altogether.
That's iron, not steel.
Right. Yeah, with some chromium in it. The stainless part is they put chromium in it.
Yeah.
Iron.
I don't know anything about it. It's too complicated for me. How these things work. Right, let's see over here. Oil is very expensive, so why not? Stainless steel. Let's see what it says here in the Mitsudos Pasik Membeis. I lost the place over here. The oila lohaniach alein besar oila v'huadin besar she'or hakurbanis lav dafka the oila. Another mystery. Why only focus on the karbanos? What about all the karbanos? How to be cleansed? All the parts were put on the mizbeach, and the parts were eaten, so they had to clean it. V'zachar oila v'shir rishayna utmidis, because that's the first carbon you offer every single day. The carbon tamish al shachar is carbon oila. The ha'isa kolila akov was clearly burnt. Avne gozis cut stones. Hashulchanos hayu me'avne gozis. V'zehu ki hokiyo evin mikorer v'shoymer habasar min hasirchoin. Stone prevents the meat from rotting prematurely. Next words, alehem v'yanichu. Gam alehem, in addition to putting the meat on the tables, they also would put the utensils. The utensils that were needed for the process. Yanichu es hakelim asher yishchatu imohem hem hasakinim. Now the shechita was not done here. The shechita was done outside. So I mean, why they brought the knives inside? They put them down temporarily. I don't know. What? No, but the word it says hem. I want to say the knives used to cut, not the shmeis shechita, the cut open. Okay, not the knives, the butcher knives, not the knives used for the halachic shechita. Okay. Asher yishchatu imohem him hasakinim. So maybe yishchatu can also mean sometimes necessarily mean
the butcher.
I don't know. Asher v'hazavachu hafuch. You have to turn the words around. Asher yishchatu bom es hoyla v'hazavach. Okay, so the word bom does not belong there in the pasuk. You have to invert the words. It's a style of writing, and you have to make believe the pasuk says asher yishchatu bom. The way the pasuk is written is in a complex form, which requires us to manipulate the words to translate it. It does not mean that's where the ma'aser shechita was done. The ma'aser shechita had to be done on the outside by the staircase. It just means that when you finish the shechita, so where would you temporarily put down your knife? It should not get damaged. You put it down on this table together with working and butchering and cleaning the animal. Let's see now Rashi pasuk mem.
And they had to do each animal separately because
should mix up
to give the karbanos, especially the shlamim, would have had to go out and
give it to the kohanim, the bialim or whatever. Every karban was different, right. So whatever part had to be given to different people.
Pasuk mem. Did they take the stuff out immediately?
What do you mean? No, you can, that was the sin of Eli's children. You're not allowed to get. What do you mean?
The shlag. No, they take it. They have to put it on their prayers, right?
Right.
So did they take it out immediately after they butchered it? They took it right out.
Yeah, certainly.
And they put it up on
immediately. Yeah, that was the whole. That's the whole mission. Seder Mishnayos Misachot Tamid. They did the shechita. They cleaned it. Then they put on. They were 13 kohanim. They brought it to the ramp.
Right. They lined
they
it up.
Salted it. Put it on the ramp. They salted. And they went to daven. They went to the Lishkas HaGozis to daven Shachris. No. Where did they daven? Then they came back and they brought it from the ramp to the Mizrach. It was 1, 2, 3. There was no delay. No 3 days. The meat was fresh. The meat that was put on the Mizbech was fresh. They slaughtered it. They cut it up. They cleaned it. They cut it up. And they salted it and they put it on the Mizbeach. I mean, that's why they daven in the middle. This is a very fascinating Me'iri. Why did they daven? They put the meat down on the ramp and they put salt on it. Al kol korboncha takriv melach. And then they went to daven. Let's take a break. They went to daven shachas. What are you stopping? Once you're ready in the process, you put the salt on it, put it on the fire of the Mizbeach immediately. So I think it's the Me'iri that says, you can't serve Hashem non-kosher meat. There's blood. You have to give it at least 18 minutes to soak in the salt. We're makbir today a half an hour. Okay, but me'ikar hadin in Shulchan Aruch, you only need to salt the meat for 18 minutes. That means they daven shachris in 18 minutes. Okay? So you cannot offer Hashem meat before...
They didn't say carbon.
They didn't say carbon.
Ooh. What?
The reason we daven 18 minutes shachris is because we say the carbonos. That's what he just said.
So they daven, they had to wait. Why did they have to wait? Because the Me'iri learns when it says the Balkol Karbon Chatak of Melach, it doesn't just mean you have salt. Salt is a Kabbalistic thing. There's a purpose to the salt. The salt is to draw out the blood. To draw the blood out. Because
did they do Hadoch afterwards?
Doesn't say.
We do
hadach afterwards. That's maybe a chumrah. We have chumras. Yeah? If you roast it.
Roast it.
Right. So you're saying when they put on the fire of the mizbech, so it's roasted. So maybe putting on the fire is not called roasting, it's called achila. The fire of the mizbech is considered the mice. It's not called roasting, it's called the mice achila. So it's different. I don't know. Is that what the Me'iri says? What?
Not the
Ola. No, the Ola. Parts.
Wasn't no,
but you also did the same thing for the other carbon.
For the chaylah, for the fats. The fats, right. All the things that were offered on the Mizbeach were first salted. The Me'iri, I think it's the Me'iri, says that the reason why you sold them was to withdraw out the blood, just like an Adam is not allowed to eat meat before you salt it. And how long must the meat soak in its salt? B'diavad, 18 minutes. L'chatchila, half an hour. That is why when they put the pieces on the Mizbeach and they salted it, they took a break. What did they do during the break? They went to daven. They daven for at least 18 minutes. Then you come back. The salt has done its magic, and then you take the meat and you put the meat on the mizbeach. But all of this, the cleaning and the cutting was done the lishka samadich. Let's see Rashi pasuk membe says alehem v'anichu es hakelim alehem manichem hasakinim v'hamizra kos. Here is another word that does not appear in the mitzvahs. They put the bowls for kabbalas hadam. They did shechita. When you do shechita, what do you do on the staircase? You have a bowl and you makabel the blood. Shemekablim Mohammed Saddam, Sheyu Muchanim La Shoichatim Sham, Koche Kodoshim Bat Safoin. Now, what it seems over here is that this was done, this is where they stored it. They would take it from this room out to the staircase. That's what it seems, not afterwards. In other words, in this room, they certainly cleaned the anlas, that's a given, but it seems that in this room as well is where they would temporarily store the knives, the shechita knives, and the bowls that they were used for the Kabbalah Saddam. But the shechita and the Kabbalah would not take place in this room. The shechita and the Kabbalah would take place in the staircase. So when you wanted to shech your animal, you would tell the animal, you wait here, you have to bring the animal to the staircase, and you say, just stay here for a few minutes, I have to go inside and get a knife and a bowl. And you go into Lishka Samadichin, you get a knife and you get a bowl, you come out to the staircase, hopefully your animal didn't run away, and you do the shechita in the Kabbalah. And then you take the blood, you pour the blood on the Mizbeach, you apply the blood.
How do you channel, obviously, on the table?
What? No, there's nothing done. There's nothing. There's no shiva.
How did they gather the blood? Right by the
entrance. By the entranceway. And by the staircase, you have a bowl under the neck. You hold the animal, and you do and under the place of shchita, I guess, there's a bowl, and the bowl is makabel the blood. I guess the people that they missed. There must have been a lot of blood in that area over there. There must have been good sewage to clean away all the extra blood that did not enter into the bowl.
Oh, it's a staircase.
It was a staircase.
It hasn't been yet. So.
Well, it hasn't been yet. We don't know what's going to be. We don't know what's going to be.
There's no armor going to be in the second.
No what?
The canal.
The canal. No, so maybe there is a canal. There's water. Is there modern plumbing? Doesn't say anywhere you can't have modern plumbing in the base. You can't have a hose. You can't have modern plumbing.
So
why can't there be technology? Why are there not going to be electricity, lights, and you'll have a place to charge your smartphone? You're not allowed to have a bathroom with a Har Bayis. That's a given.
There were bathrooms for the Kahanim.
It can be. Those Kenner Zion. It cannot be. What?
He was a week locked up into.
He had a lechor. He had to go outside. It's not mistaver. The Hoya Machanecha Kadosh. The Yod Yelucha. The Yod.
Safety Yelucha. Safety Yelucha.
And what does it say? It says, Yotzasa Shamuch Yachutz. Chutz. Listen, I don't know. I really don't know. Look, the Muslims today in Temple Mount, you told me, okay, Google this, on the Dome of the Rock,
they built
bathrooms on the Dome of the Rock. It's bizarre. They built a bathroom on the Dome of the Rock, on the Har Bayis? What? No matter how fancy the Dome. What?
When goes.
Go. So no matter how fancy the bathrooms are, no matter what kind of marble you're using, and no matter how expensive all the fixtures are, so what? The Har Bayis, there's no Beis HaKisei. If you have to go to the Beis HaKisei, so you leave the Har Bayis. It's not such a big walk. So you go for a little walk. It'll take you 10 minutes. You go. You don't have a Beis HaKisei on the Har Bayis. That's out. Nothing to talk about. You're asking me about the Kohen Gadol. He lived there. The Kohen Gadol, he lived in the Lishkas Parhedrin for 7 days. He was sequestered, leading up to Yom Kippur. So what did he do to the Beis HaKisei? So L'chor, he had to leave. L'chor, when he had to go to the Beis HaKisei, he had to leave the Har Bayis. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it was the basement. He went to the basement on the ground. I don't know. These are all mysteries. What exactly happened in the past and what will happen in the future? We do not know. But in any event, let's go further over here. So let's see Rashi. Rashi here says that over here in this room on the tables, they would temporarily store the knives and the mizrakos that they would use for the shechita. But again, the shechita did not take place in this room. It's explicit. In the previous pasuk, the shechita took place along the staircase. Mem gimel. And that's the next pasuk. Next pasuk is vaha. Now we come to the hooks. I did not. I have an image here. They elaborate. I was lazy, too tired, I didn't get a chance to make a photocopy of the hook. But basically, you can see the hook, the amudim. Okay, so on this page, we're finished. We're done with the Lishkas HaMa'adichin, we're done. We're going to mention the entranceway, but we're done and now we're focusing on the amudim. Okay, there are pillars. How many pillars are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 pillars. 8 pillars, not like the Bayis Sheni, which had 24. There were 24 pillars in the Bayis Sheni for the 24 Mishmaros. Here, there are only 8. Okay, we're downgrading. Only 8 pillars. And the top of these pillars had a total of at least 6 hooks. At least that's the way they show it in this picture. On each pillar were 6 hooks on 3 sides. On one side, there were 3 hooks, and on the other side, there were 3 hooks. The hooks were different heights for different types of animals. A very tall animal, a very 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 long animal, when you hang it up, you need more space. It should not hit the ground. So you hang up a very large animal on the top hook. A smaller animal, you hang up on the middle hook.
This is after it was butchered?
After it was butchered. After it was cleaned. After it was cleaned. Or maybe I think it was after it was delicious on my dishes where they would clean it. What?
So they cut it up afterwards then? Or they didn't cut it up?
I don't know the order. Vakere v'hakira'ayim yirchatz b'moyim. And then v'nitach oiso linsocheha. You shall cut it into its pieces. So which was done first?
Which will be done first?
Which will be, well, the past also, was also the Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni. So what is done first? Is the Venitach, probably the Pasuk, the Raphael, the Pasuk, the order of the Pasuk. What was done first? I don't know. Whatever was done, whatever was done, whatever said it was done, but there's an inyan of Venitach, cutting into its pieces, which requires that you flay it, and then you cut it, and then there is an inyan of washing it, the kereve hakira'ayim, your chatzba mayim, the your chatzba mayim was done inside, and the nitach oisa lin sacheha was done outside. It was an outside while it was held up on these pillars, on the hooks. So the word v'hasifa sayim means the hook. It's not the pillar. Okay, it's not telling you, it's referring to the actual hook on the pillar itself. The hook was made from iron. It was made from iron, and the word it comes to the word sefas, the edge, the edge. The next word is toifach echad. Toifach echad means it was one. It stuck out one tefach, which means it means that these hooks were
curved out.
They extended out from the pillar one tefach.
Oh, it's like a nail.
Nail. A nail extending outward. In this picture, they have it inverted up. I don't know exactly, but basically it extended out of a column, and the column has a metal, and this piece of metal made from iron extended outwards. One tefach, which is four fingers. Tefach echad. Muchanim babayis. These hooks that were attached. It's not even telling you that they were attached to the pillars. All of this is the Mefarshim telling us, Iker chosem en ha-sefer. You'd expect the pasuk first to tell you that there are pillars, and attached to the pillars are hooks, and the hooks came out one tefach. Of course there are pillars. We don't need to tell you that. That's simple. Not so simple to me. And how many? Doesn't even tell us. Maybe it says later on, if we remember. And these...
Do we know what the height of the pillars?
Doesn't say. It doesn't say. They were mukhanim, they were prepared, babayis, inside of the bayis, in this chatzar apnimis, saviv, period. Then it says another thing, the El HaShulchanos, this is an entirely new section. It's describing this, but we're going now back. We're going back again. We're going jumping back and forth. That's what's so bizarre about this sukkim. It's very hard to understand why we're jumping back and forth, at least according to Rashi and the Farshim, we say over here in the Sefer, back into the Lishka Samadichin, with regard to the Shulchanos that we mentioned, which had the dimensions of one amma tall and an amma and an amma and a half. That's where the Es HaShulchanos, that's where you would store the Besar HaKorban. Very, very vague pasuk. Really, really hard to explain. That's why you must come on to the Mefarshim, and the Mefarshim themselves are just doing the best they can to make sense.
Is describing it the way it was presented to him. The way,
but why was it presented to him in such a bizarre way? I don't know. Let's see Mem Gimel.
Is he writing in the present tense? Because it says Muchanim. It's saying things.
Yeah, in the present tense. He's seeing an image. He's witnessing an image. So to him, it's the present. Let's see Mem Gimel. It's possible. So just do as possible. Finish. We have a sign. Okay, the vove ha'amudim, a hook, mi barzel of iron. Hayu kivuim birviyos means blocks, a square block shel erez of cedar wood. Hakivuim that was positioned, that was stationed. Be'amudim nimuchim on low pillars. How do you know all that? Where did the Mitzvahs get all that from? It's quite a mouthful. Oh, there are pillars. On top of the pillars, there are square blocks made from erez, cedar wood. And attached to these things, there are iron hooks that come out one tefach. And the word sifosayim refers to the iron hook that comes out one tefach. Wow! That's quite a revelation from the Mitzudos. Uboltu toifach echad min harivios. They stuck out one tefach from these square blocks, sha'al ha'amudim, which was on top of these pillars. Uvohem yu toilin hakarbonois. They would hang the animal lehafshit oiron to flay them. Vehem amdu bebeis hamit b'chayim. And these, now he learns not like what Rashi is going to say. See, over here, the picture is not, like I told you, I warned you many times. We're learning the Mitzudos in order just to be enlightened to what's going on, to get an idea, but be very careful. The Mitzudos often learns not like Rashi. He learns that these columns and these hooks were inside the Lishkas HaMadichin, not like what you see in your picture. He, the Lishkas...
In the inset,
so in the inset, because this is this image, by the way, is a Mesudas, right? This image comes from the say come from his Chibur. Sior Beis Hamishkan Lefi Shidas Tzuras Habayis. He wrote the Mitzudos David, wrote something called the Tzuras Habayis, which they have here in the back of the art scroll. They have here his Chibur, and again, it's not like Rashi. This is not Rashi. This is his understanding, and therefore, in his illustration, in the inset, they put over here those eight pillars. Let's go further to the Mitzudos. Toifach Echad Min Arvi Yisrael Shalamudu, B'vachem Yiv Tolom HaKom Yisrael Nafshu Zaharon, V'heim Amdu B'Beis HaMedvachayim V'hi HaLishka, Shepischa be'el be'elim hasha'arim haniskeres tamavus, opening, this goes back to what we learned yesterday, the opening of the Lishkas Hamadichin opened towards the north. Okay, the only way you can get into Lishkas Hamadichin is from the north, so that's why in this picture, everyone agrees to that, that was the pasuk, you see there is no entranceway. You see the Lishkas Haladim, you see an entranceway, but you do not see an entranceway to Lishkas Hamadichin from the other side. The only place you can go into Lishkas Hamadichin was from the northern side. It faced the entranceway. Let's Muchonim Babayis, Ho'amudim Im Rivi'ios, these pillars with these square blocks. So Eres v'hasifatayim, and the metal hooks, Hoyu Kivuim Behalishka, they were positioned, they were stationed in the chamber, Hahi, Bifnim, Bechol Arbas Haruchos, these hooks came on all four sides. I just want to tell you on all four sides. So there are a lot of hooks. Or it doesn't tell you how many. In this illustration, for whatever reason, it shows you there were three. There was three, so that's going to be a total of 12. You have on four sides, three, there were a total of 12 hooks. I don't know how he got that, but that's how they make the illustration. You don't see that. I didn't give you the full version. In the full version, they show you a blow-up of this pillar, and they show you the stand, and they show you the square block of areas, they show you the hooks, they show you three, and he's telling you it was on all four sides, it was a total of 12 hooks. That's I don't know where he got that from. That's what it says over here. The Mitzvahs did not say
that. Does it say that they were built out of stone?
I don't know. Built out of wood, you mean?
Yeah.
Wood. I don't know. That's what I told you. All of these things, where did you get these things from? It says in the Mishnayis, in the Sechta Midos, but how do they know? Everything they're getting is only coming from here, because they're building a watered-down version of the Bayis Shlishi.
Why didn't we build the second temple? Did we already have the vision of the
Heskel? So we discussed this. I'll tell you later on. We discussed that at great length. That idea, why didn't they build the Bayis Shlishi for the Bayis Sheni? The answer is because basically they didn't know. They didn't know how to interpret this Pesukim, so therefore they built a watered-down version, a simplified version of the Bayis Shlishi. The Bayis Sheni is a simplified version of the Bayis Shlishi. Listeners, we're out of time. This is Shulchanus, Hema Abbas, Shulchanus, Vayavne Agazis. Now, when it says the Shulchanus, go back to the four tables inside of the Lishka Agazis, Man Agaz, Sha'amdu Bil Lishka, Ahi, Alem Yiyu, Manichim, Bisar Hakam, let's put the meat. Let's read the Rashi, because I won't finish this Pasuk. We'll go further next time. Pasuk, Mem Gilun, Ra'an Rashi, Vahasif, Fatayim, Tayv, Achechot, Un Kilioi, Shal Barzel, hooks of Barzel, Kivuim, Bamude, Nanosim, hooks of Barzel were inserted into these pillars, these midgets, ananas, these very small pillars, Shabbat, Hamit Bochayim, Bat Sofoin. Now he's calling just because it says no. The base Mimit Bochayim does not necessarily mean indoors, it's not a Lishka. Because in the Bayis Sheni, we call the open area the base Mimit Bochayim. There's a difference between the term base Mimit Bochayim and the term Lishka. Lishka means an enclosure, a chamber. Base Mimit Bochayim is an area. An area which can be in the open. In the Mishnah, the Sechta Midos, we refer to this as an open area. So it's not a kasha from the illustration to what it says over here in Rashi. Bat Safoin, Lilo Sulahavshi, to hang and to slay. Bohemes HaKadoshim, Hid Sheshanim, Bebesachim, Un Kilios, Shel Barz, Lohi Kavum, Bebamudim, Ubak Salim, Shebohem. Toilet on these walls, meaning the walls of these pillars, you would hang the meat, umaf shitin, and you would flay the animal. You understand? The unkelin nofkin peshachat, the hook extended one tefach. Muchonim abayis kivuim b'soichalah. So itaki, here you see it. Here you see it. He says it explicitly. You see? Explicitly. Kivuim b'soich chalal hoazara. A clear disagreement between the Mitzudos and Rashi. Rashi puts these pillars outside, and the Mitzudos puts them inside, as you see in the inset, Babayis, Lugov, in the inside of the Azara. Inside of the Azara. Okay, so we finished this Pasuk, we'll have the Pasuk, Memdal, we'll do this in Hashem next time, we'll stop here.